From WGCU News, I'm John Davis. The Florida Supreme Court will not overturn the governor's vetoes of money the state owes some residents for destroying their citrus trees. But WGCU's Jessica Mazzaros reports justices did appear to agree the homeowners are due their compensation.
A couple decades ago, the state removed the healthy citrus trees of Lee and Broward County's residents in a failed effort to eradicate the bacterial disease, citrus canker. But they will now have to continue fighting in their respective circuit courts for the combined $37 million Florida owes them for it. The Florida Supreme Court says it cannot overturn Governor Rick Scott's vetoes that would have given them the cash immediately. Bobby Gilbert is the homeowner's attorney.
Although it's disappointing that they chose not to take it up now, it's not at all what one could call a losing decision. If anything, I think that this strengthens our position in the Lee Circuit Court, in the Broward Circuit Court, in the appellate courts that will follow, because the entire Supreme Court here made it clear that nobody can ignore the Florida and the U.S. Constitution, not even Governor Rick Scott.
In their final response, the majority of justices say they do not think it's proper to overturn the governor's vetoes, but they all do appear to recognize the residents' right to get reimbursed. Justice Fred Lewis said, quote, "The right to just compensation is among the few rights that separate our nation from the communist dictatorships of the past," end quote. Lee Circuit Court Judge Keith Kyle told the state to pay Lee County's residents recently or submit a response explaining why it won't within 40 days of the ruling. And Broward residents have a July 31st court date coming up. As for the state's highest court, it could see this case again after the circuit courts try to deal with the issue. Jessica Mazzaros, WGCU News.